The following is another Classic Hits sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school volleyball.
19-18. Over to Stutzman. Blake sets. Outside attack. Mayfield, huge swing through the double block. Dug out in the back row by Faber. To the outside, Williams. Great dig that time by Beckman. Northwest goes to Mayfield. Angle attack is down and good. I'll tell you what, they're going deep in the gas tank right now.
Tonight, it's another Tri-Cities battle in Kearney as the Bearcats welcome in the Northwest Vikings. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Mishu to serve it away. She's one of the two leading servers. Overpass, free ball, Sterling down and good. She was going to take a huge swing and I think kind of mistimed her jump, so threw the changeup back over for kill number 20.
Kearney is coming off a 1-3 weekend at their own tournament with all four matches going the distance. Northwest downed the Bearcats on Saturday and suffered their first loss of the year to Gretna. It's the Vikings and the Bearcats coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Kearney High School right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Kearney High School. Doug Duda back with you as we get ready for Tuesday night varsity volleyball action, the second time in this last week that we've had a chance to see the Kearney High volleyball team as they get ready to take on the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. Again, these teams played just on Saturday. Kearney, after they built the new school here the last 2 years, have hosted a little tournament on the first weekend of the season, or second weekend of the season as it is this year. And Kearney High welcoming in Aurora and Gretna and Grand Island Northwest and North Platte. And for Kearney, they play all of those teams except for Gretna. And, of course, Northwest and Gretna have all kinds of history here recently, especially down at the state tournament. And Gretna did get the better of Northwest. That's their only loss, so they're 9-1. Kearney went 1-3 in the tournament. Their lone win came against North Platte, but all four of the matches went the full three sets, so they played a lot of volleyball on Saturday and remain in the Class A top 10. Plenty of other volleyball action going on tonight as well, but if you're at a triangular, you might be on your way home by now. We know that Kearney High softball is playing out at North Platte, and their first game went into extra innings, so it's going to be a long night for Bearcat fans. And the Kearney football team, of course, will have their game with Lincoln Northeast this Friday night. So be listening for that as well. So a lot of Bearcat action coming up this week and a lot of volleyball continuing as well. We'll be just down the road at Kearney Catholic Thursday as they take on Centura, who might be the favorite this year in the Lou Platte Conference, especially now that Kearney Catholic has a stepped away. But Ord's rated. Donovan Trumbull struggled a little bit out of the gate. St. Paul's really good, so we'll see how that plays out as the season continues. We'll take a break, be back, and look at the starting lineup for Grand Island Northwest and Kearney High here on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
And welcome back to Kearney High School. As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Mitch Stein and the folks here for their hospitality. As we look at the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Your starting rotation for the Northwest Lady Vikings begins with number 5, the 5'6 senior setter, Megan Bartz. Number three, a 5'8 senior outside hitter, Kenzie Hageman. Number four, a 5'9 senior middle hitter, Kennedy Hovey. Number two, a 5'7 senior center, Sydney Simmons. Number six, a 5'9 outside hitter, Taryn Mayfield. And number nine, a 5'9 junior middle hitter, Whitney Jensen. The libero is number 32, a 5'4 senior, Jaden Stutzman. We will see Whitney Brown and Taylor Hageman come off the bench. Of course, Taylor recovering from ACL surgery earlier in the year, and they're trying to bring her along slowly, but she is the top returner on the volleyball team in just about every category. The Hall of Fame coach is head coach Diane Rose, assisted by Ann Purdy, Lindsay Harders, Kelly Wemhoff, and crew. They are ranked second and fourth in Class B in the two major papers in Omaha and Lincoln, and the World Herald has them number 10 in the all-class top 10 at 9-1. For Kearney High, they'll start with number 11, a 5'10 junior right side hitter, Ashton Malin. Number 7, a 5'8 senior outside hitter, Addie Paulser. Number 6, a 6-foot junior middle blocker, Claire Vanderbeek. Number 12, a 5'10 junior setter, Alexis Mishu. Number 23, a 5'11 senior outside hitter, Bailey Sterling. And number 24, a 5'11 senior middle blocker, Vanessa Loya Perez. The libero for Kearney High is number 4, a 5'6 sophomore in Addie Wood. We'll also see Janae Kowalski and Jordan Coates come in off the bench. For head coach Jessica Day, assisted by Jay Kicker, Taylor Kittle, Prairie Miles, and Julie Lewis. Kearney is ranked 9th in Class A with a record of 3-3 on the season. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for Kearney High and Grand Island Northwest varsity volleyball right after this.
Summer is here. You know that. It's hot out. Now, what are you going to do about it? There's no better way to cool off than on your very own boat from Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer in Kearney. No matter what you want to do, fish, ski, cruise, surf, wakeboard, Buzz's can match you up with the perfect boat. And with factory rebates along with easy financing, the perfect price. Already have a boat? Buzz's Pro Shop is bursting at the seams with fun new toys. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer, 5th and Central Kearney. Or check them out online at BuzzesMarine.com.
Aurora Cooperative wants you to be part of the A-Team. At Aurora Cooperative, we believe in our owners, value their equity, while running a competitive cooperative on their behalf. We do this by proactively putting owners' equity to work every day. It's a cooperative building on new age collaboration, forward thinking in their ideas, which yields best-in-class results for our owners on their farm or their cooperative and ensures their future. To learn more about what it means to be an A-Team member, contact us at AuroraCooperative.com or stop in and see your local Aurora agronomist. Aurora Cooperative, putting owners' equity to work.
Don't forget, all of our high school sports live action can be heard online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our internet streaming is brought to you by Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. We also have all of the games up on our podcast almost immediately after the game. It just takes about 15 minutes to get them up after each and every game, whether it's volleyball, football, or in the winter, wrestling and basketball, all there for you. And we will also have photos up, photos from last Thursday, when Kearney High was taking on Hastings, and we will have photos up in the next day or so of tonight's matchup. Free for you to look at, download, and use as you want. Hope that you enjoy PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let your friends, your family, your alumni know, wherever they are across this great country, they can listen to PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our injury report is brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. The two injuries, of course, Danny Challey was injured on Thursday night in the first set of that win against Hastings. She popped out her non-attacking shoulder. She is a left-hander, so her right shoulder popped out, and she is still out for some time. Has not played, did not play on Saturday. As we told you, for Northwest, Taylor Hageman, the 5'10 senior, is just being worked back into the rotation, probably at least a couple weeks away from being a full six rotation player for the Kearney High, or for the Grand Island Northwest Vikings. So we'll see how things go in tonight's matchup for Northwest. And Coach Diane Rose telling us before the contest that tonight's starting lineup is a little bit different than what they have used in the past. So these first 10 matches, they're trying to change it up a little bit. Of course, Northwest last year went 38-3. They were the state runner-up to Omaha Scutt, and they beat Kearney in both the matches, although last year, it was the same thing. They beat Kearney 2-1 on the Saturday in the tournament, and then at home over in Grand Island, they were able to sweep the matches. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll get our first serve in the air and underway here at Kearney as Northwest takes on the Bearcats right after this.
It's never too late for Endzone to increase your nitrogen efficiency this year. Endzone is designed to manage your nitrogen no matter what time you decide to apply your fertilizer. With Endzone's wide application window, you can even add Endzone at side dress time. Anytime you're going to apply nitrogen to your crops, you need to add Endzone. Talk to your local fertilizer and chemical dealer. Ask them to add Endzone to your fertilizer. If they don't handle Endzone Synergizer NutriPack, visit Mid Nebraska Chemicals at www.mncag.com.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to Kearney High. Doug Duda with you, along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, and the dynamic officiating crew of Parr and Wells are doing tonight's volleyball game. They have had hundreds and hundreds of matches over their illustrious career. And, of course, the tops around here, so we're glad to have them. And both teams have elected to wear dark uniforms tonight. Not sure when Kearney High School colors went to black, but I guess that's what we're doing tonight with the white numerals. And Northwest, of course, the black with the gold numerals. Northwest will move from right to left, and Kearney High will move from left to right as you listen along your radio dial. Northwest will put Stutzman in as the libero to start the match here this evening. And we're waiting for Addie Wood to check in here for Kearney High. And then we'll be ready to get the match going. Nice crowd on hand here tonight for Bearcat and Viking volleyball. And Addie Wood, because Kearney High won the toss, will step back to serve it away. And we are ready to go for high school volleyball here tonight on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings. And Wood's first serve of the night. Scoots it down the left-hand side, picked up by Hageman, set to the near side, tipped over the double block. Kearney's right there, set middle and tipped down by Claire Vanderbeek for a Kearney high point. So Vanderbeek will get Kearney on the board. And you can enjoy all the sound effects in the background as the match continues. Wood, half step, fires it across, picked up right in the middle. The set made by Simmons. Outside attack is good for Kenzie Hovey. Kennedy Hovey answers for Northwest, and we are tied at one. Northwest always seems to have plenty of power, so Kearney High is going to have to be solid at the net as the serve goes into the net, and the Bearcats won't have to worry about it. Side out. 2-1. And Ashton Malin, who came in for Danny Challey in the starting rotation after the injury last week, will serve it away. Malin knuckles it right at the center in Hovey. She'll take it to the outside, the attack down and good for Sydney Simmons. So they just kind of reversed roles that time, and Simmons will get the kill. Playing the best of five tonight, and in for Kearney High will be Jordan Coates, and Malin will check out. Coates will play back row. And for Northwest, they'll serve it away with Hageman. Kenzie's going to get an ace. So Northwest with a service error and now a service ace to take the lead. 3-2. We are just underway, folks. An extremely late start because both the JV and the reserves went the full three sets. And it's 3-2 Northwest as Hageman floats it across. The attack by Vanderbeek dug out in the back row by the Vikings. Set to the outside. The angle attack is mishit that time by Mayfield and will go into the net. Point Bearcats. Addie Pulser will now serve it away for Kearney High. Of course, Kearney led by Bailey Sterling in kills. And she fires it across to Stutzman, the libero. Back set right side from off the net. Kearney blocks it. Vanderbeek ace block with Bailey Sterling there with her. And Kearney High regains the lead by a score of 4-3. Pulser had a good couple of runs last week when we saw her take on Hastings. Here she'll line drive it right down the middle to Stutzman. Good pass. Set middle attack is going to be driven home by Hobie. Really not much of a block put up that time by the Bearcats off the set assist from Megan Barnes. And now Hobie will go back and serve it away. For Northwest, their leading attacker so far this year is Mayfield. Taryn has 64 kills so far. Hobie is second with Jensen, 53 and 51. We've got a block up at the net. Picked up by Kearney. They dig it across, and good pass over right on the back line by Vanderbeek. Another block up front, Vanderbeek. Northwest gets it on the right side, and they'll come down the line and off the tip for the kill. Good work in there between Barnes and Simmons, and Northwest now has taken the lead back at 5-4. And the serve. Hobie fires it down the middle as Northwest looks for more points, but instead Kearney's going to one-time it. Claire Vanderbeek on the right post is able to take it right down the line and tie things up at 5 apiece. And she'll now rotate back and serve it away. 5-5, game one here on Classic Hits. Half step, fires it across. It'll be picked up there in the middle by Mayfield. Set back to Taryn. She's blocked, but out of bounds. Point, Northwest. First kill for Mayfield. Northwest 6, Kearney 5. And back into the ball game will be Taylor Hageman. So Hageman with that huge brace on the left knee. Going to play a little bit here in the front row. And the floating serve across by Sydney Simmons. Kearney will set it with Mishu. Outside attack, Sterling's first big swing is dug out by Stutzman. Northwest has to work to pass across a free ball. Wood to Mishu. Here's Sterling on the outside. She tips it over. Northwest is ready for it. Good dig by Simmons. Has to be passed across. Northwest is way out of system here, so Kearney will slide it and hit it out of bounds. Loya Perez was set a little too close to the antenna, and she hit the pin. 7-5, Northwest. And Simmons takes that running start and floats it across the net here. Picked up by Coates. Good set middle. And easy put down for Loya Perez. 7-6 Northwest. Loya Perez in the middle. Nobody home that time for Northwest. And back to serve it away will be Alexis Mishu. Mishu comes right to the center of the serving area. And we'll fire it across. And get the ace. 7-7. Each team now with an ace serve here in the early going. Not a lot of long points yet. Let's see if we get a little more flow here as the knuckleball serve comes across from Mishu. Stutzman picks it up, back set right side, way deep by Taryn Mayfield. Didn't get on top of that volleyball, and Kearney High has put three in a row to regain the lead at 8-7. Big swing, but when you don't get the top of that volleyball, it's going to sail way long, and that's what happened there for Mayfield. Serve across taken by Mayfield. They'll set middle. The lefty for Northwest will drive it down and wide, Whitney Jensen. Kearney, of course, a little familiar with playing Northwest on Saturday. That she was a left-hander. Sometimes that'll catch you off guard to get going. And Mishu serves it away. Looking for one more. Outside attack for Northwest off the left post. It's Taylor Hageman. Softly taken across. Kearney returns, then blocked up front by Jensen. Kearney makes the dig. Here's Sterling with the attack, and it is just off the back line. Kind of a double take by the back judge, but it looked like made the right call. And Taryn Mayfield will go back and serve it away here for Northwest. Trailing 9-8 in the opening set. Serve is across, and it's going to be in there for an ace, and that'll tie things up at 9 apiece. Mayfield with her first turn back at the service line, 9-9, getting the ace serve. Goes all the way to the back line, serves from about 8 feet off of the court, but serves a strong one. Kearney goes quick, and Loya Perez is deep. Sorry about that, Vanessa. And three in a row by Northwest, 10-9. Again, Mayfield way back by the baseline. Serves this one fairly deep. Kearney and Paulser will pick it up. Set to the outside. Sterling off the net, into the net. Four hits on Kearney. So Kearney got four in a row, and Northwest answers right back with four in a row. Vikings 11 and a Bearcats 9. kind of went one point at a time there until this last two runs. Northwest up by two, looking for more. Serve is going to be an ace as Sterling can't handle it. 12-9. Coach Jess Day off the bench talking to her youngsters out there. Mayfield with her second ace serve. Four in a row for Taryn. And a three-point lead by Northwest, the largest by either team so far here in the first set. And that one is well deep. So right back over to Kearney High, and it is 12-10 as Sterling will go back and serve it away. Sterling, who's headed to Northern Colorado to play Division I volleyball, serves an ace as Northwest. Oh, no, wait. Nice get there by Taryn Mayfield. Went way into the crowd to save it. Now Kearney will have to earn it, and Paulser drives it across. Mayfield with the dig. Northwest sets to the left post, and then they put it in the net with Hageman. Kenzie a little off balance, and the set wasn't very high. It threw her off. So a great save by Northwest, but they're not able to turn it into a point. And Bailey Sterling will serve again. 12-11, Grand Island Northwest. Trailing or leading by one, and Kearney to serve. Sterling ace. That time the back row players just split open, thought it was going to be deep, and it was not. And we're about halfway home here in set number one. 12-12. Kearney High and Northwest. Competitive start to tonight's action. This serve, a lot of top spin on it, is picked up by Kenzie Hageman. Set right at the net. Left-hander Jensen drives it across. Popped up there by Mishu, and a double hit going to be called on Kearney. Of course, Mishu the setter. Somebody else tried to set the volleyball. Got called for the double hit. And now Jane Stutzman will go back, the Northwest libero, to serve it away. Takes it down the far sideline, picked up by Paulser. Pass back to Addy and just bumped across. Free ball here for Northwest. Right side, Taylor Hageman is dug out by Mishu. Set middle attack, and it's going to be down and good for Loya Perez. She was able to drive it through the single block for her second kill. We have Kearney High for four kills and a couple of ace serves, and we're ready to start our second time through the rotation. Addy Wood to serve it here for Kearney High. Northwest quickly goes middle and mishits it wide and out of bounds from Hovey. And Kearney has now got five of the last six, and they lead it 14-13. Kearney has never led by more than 2 points, and that was at 9-7. Serve again down the left side to Hageman. They'll set it back to Kenzie. She'll take it into the far corner on the angle. Dug out back row Sterling, tries to swing, and it's in the net. So we have had plenty of errors here. You can add all the kills, the ace blocks, and the ace serves, and everything else in there becomes an error. And right now, eight of the Northwest points have been earned. Six are on errors. Serve across by Northwest, shoved over by Kearney. Should be an easy play here for Northwest. Set to the right side, tipped over by Simmons. Overpass by Kearney. Northwest goes quickly to work. Hovey will tip it over, and that time it's over the double block and good. Kennedy Hovey with her third kill. Northwest 15, Kearney High 14. Megan Bartz serving it away. And Bartz serve. Line drive. Sterling goes low to dig it up. Set to the 10-foot line. Over by Paulser, and it's going to work. Tied up the Northwest defense. And Addie Paulser with her first kill. And one of the things that Coach Jessica Day told us in the postgame against Hastings Thursday night, getting ready for Saturday and this run what they've got going here, is the team has to believe that they can beat some of these teams that are ranked higher than Kearney. They've started to win, but now they have to believe that they can beat a Northwest, beat a Gretna, beat an Aurora. And Northwest goes to the left wing and gets the kill with Sydney Simmons. They've played them tough. They just haven't been able to beat very many of those teams. Been tight the whole way, haven't had a single timeout yet. And Kenzie Hageman will serve it across here for the Vikings. Kearney goes quickly in the middle. Vanderbeek will slap it off the single block. Northwest digs. Outside attack is angled down and good by Taryn Mayfield. The Vikings leader attacker gets her second kill. And that is four out of the last five for Northwest. And now they're up 17-15. And it takes a while to get the volleyball back to Hageman. And she'll serve it away. Deep middle picked up by Sterling. Good pass to Mishu. She decides to dump it over, but it was out. It was out. She was a little farther to the sidelines than she thought. And we're going to get a timeout here on the floor, the first of the match. Game one, best of five, Grand Island Northwest 18, Kearney High 15 on Classic Hits.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
In the fall, sports vary like autumn leaves. Football, volleyball, softball, cross country, boys tennis, girls golf, and TM Sporting Goods in downtown Kearney remains the go-to place for equipment and apparel. After all, the equipment combined with practice and effort equals championship play. Get the equipment, get the apparel, get the win. At TM Sporting Goods on the bricks in downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods is a division of Pro Team Design.
As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as we continue our high school volleyball coverage with Northwest leading at 18-15 here in the first set. And Kenzie Hageman serves it across. Kearney will return it quickly with Addie Pulser getting her second kill. So the Bearcats serve, trailing 18-16, and it will be Pulser to go back and serve it away. Pulser goes a little bit towards the left-hand corner near the Kearney bench. Takes one step and pops it down the middle to the libero, Jane Stutzman. Set to the outside. The attack by Mayfield popped off the block into the back row. Kearney will have to pass it across. Free ball here for the Vikings. Set by Bartz. Right to the middle. It'll be tipped over the block by Kennedy Hovey. Kearney's ready. They get it out to Sterling. Good turnaround, and Stutzman will get the dig. Outside again. The attack down and good for Taryn Mayfield. Northwest starting to warm up now. Get into a little bit of a groove, as we said. Coach Rose changed the rotation up a little bit, so may have taken them a few points to get used to where everybody was. Whitney Jensen returns for Northwest, and Hovey will serve it away. Kearney will slide to Vanderbeek, overpass by Northwest, free ball. Vanderbeek and Sterling run into each other, but they get it over. Northwest digs and tips it back for a block, over the double block by Taryn Mayfield, and she'll get the kill. 20-16. Northwest has now got themselves a little bit of breathing room here in set number one. And the serve. Fired across. Coates just picked it up. They get a nice pass up top to Vanderbeek, who drives it over. Northwest will turn it around quickly. Right side attack by Megan Bartz. Dug out. Now Sterling still looking for her. First kill is dug, and it's dumped back over. Good dig by Pulser. Pass to the right wing. The attack by Coates does not get over. Bailey Sterling, Kearney's leading attacker, yet to have a kill in the match. And Kearney High will call timeout. So it was tied at 15. Now it is Northwest 21, Kearney 16. Timeout on the floor here at Kearney High.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
Welcome back to the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth. We're here at Kearney High bringing you the play-by-play and Kearney Towing on the road if you need them, bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded. Call Kearney Towing and Repair. 21-16 Northwest. Back to action here. The Vikings will have it on the right side. Tip it into the block. Swatted back over by Sterling. Good pick up there by Hobie to get it over. Free ball, Kearney High. In the middle, Vanderbeek terminates. And side out here for the Bearcats. Down 21-17. Volleyball will come over to Vanderbeek. Needs to get a little run here for Kearney High to get back in the first set. Drives it across to Taryn Mayfield. Set back to Taryn on the left wing. Off the net. Drives it strong. Into the scores table goes Sterling to keep it alive. Passed over Coates. Free ball here. Quick middle. And it's hammered home by Whitney Jensen. So Kearney did a great job to run it down, but then when they got it quick to Whitney Jensen, she did not miss her first kill. Sydney Simmons to serve it away now, as Northwest is 3 points away from the opening set, 22-17. And Simmons with that floater right down the near sideline. Picked up by Sterling. Set back to Bailey over the double block. And finally, Bailey's on the board. First kill for Bailey. And it's 22-18 Northwest. For Sterling in Kearney's six matches, she has 68 kills. And that's more than any single player for Northwest has right now. And Alexis Mishu will go back to serve it away. Fires it across into the hands of Megan Bartz. Set back row has to be rolled across. Kearney High will set middle and just tipped across there by Loya Perez. Northwest goes middle. Jensen on the attack. Somehow kept alive, but they cannot pick it back up. And across it comes for the kill by Whitney Jensen. 23-18, and Mayfield to serve it now for Northwest. Already three aces for the Vikings. That clips the net, comes across to Paulser. Mishu high set, Sterling overswing in the net. Error, Kearney High. Game point, Grand Island Northwest, 24-18 Vikings. And Mayfield, who had a couple of ace serves the last time she was back there, a chance to close out game one here for the Vikes. Knuckleball into the corner to Sterling. She pops it straight up into the air. Sterling from the 10-foot line gets it passed back to her. Short roll shot picked up by Simmons. Back row attack Mayfield. Didn't get much on it. Wood will have a pass up front. Sterling gets a good swing and finishes. So Kearney High will now get to serve for a while. See if they can get back into this. But there are still five game points for Northwest. And Sterling now has to serve, so Kearney's big hitter is in the back row. And Sterling ready to go. Serves it across. They let it go. It's wide and out of bounds. And that's how set number one will come to an end. Northwest 25 and Kearney High 19 in this game one of the best of five varsity action. We'll be back with the numbers right after this on Classic Hits.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Farmers and ranchers are gearing up to get their crops out of the field, and sometimes they have to take the main roads to get there. You've probably gotten stuck behind one of those slow-moving orange triangles a time or two. Well, this fall, the Buffalo County Farm Bureau would like to remind everyone to slow down, be careful, and drive safely. These men and women are planting food for our tables. So next time you get stuck behind a farmer on the way to the field, just give him or her a wave. It's just food in progress. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau and support Nebraska agriculture.
Let's take a look now at the unofficial numbers I had in the opening set here. First off for Kearney High, Addie Wood, two service points. Claire Vanderbeek had an ace block and three kills. Addie Paulser had a service point and two kills. Alexis Michu, three service points, one was an ace. Bailey Sterling, two service points, one was an ace, two kills. And Vanessa Loya Perez, two kills. I had the Bearcats for nine kills, one ace block, and two ace serves. For Northwest, Sydney Simmons had a service point and three kills. Kenzie Hageman, three service points, one was an ace. Kennedy Hovey, two service points, three kills. Megan Bartz had a service point. Taryn Mayfield, five service points, two of them were aces, four kills. And Whitney Jensen with two kills. Grand Island Northwest had 12 kills, no ace blocks, and three ace serves. And the Vikings pull away from a 15-15 tie to take game one from the Kearney High Bearcats 25-19. We'll be back with second set action right after this on Classic Hits and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Kearney High School as we get ready for the second set between Grenell and Northwest and Kearney High. Northwest able to take the opening set by a score of 25-19. And now Northwest will get to serve it away to start the second set. And the serve comes right across to Bailey Sterling. Kearney passes middle. Vanderbeek drives it across. Mayfield off her shoulder. It goes right into her teammate, Hovey, who tips it over for the kill. So a little fortuitous bounce there for Northwest, but they knew what to do with it. And Megan Bartz will serve it away again. Bartz fires it right down the middle to Sterling again. Mishu has to go run it down from the back row. It'll be taken across by Ashton Malin. Northwest gets a good look on the outside. They'll float it over with Hageman. Quickly, Kearney stays in front row and flips it over. So no big swings on this point yet. Right side, Simmons will change that. Picked up by Mishu. Malin with the set. Left corner attack is down and good by Addie Paulser. So Kearney High will tie it 1-1. And back to serve it away will be Malin. Malin right from the middle. Nothing special about that. Just takes it down to Stutzman. Set to the outside off the double block. Simmons dug out on the far side. Joust at the net, and it is won by Northwest. Up there at the net that time for Grenell and Northwest, Hovey and Hageman. I believe they'll give the point to Kennedy. 2-1 Northwest. And now Kenzie Hageman will go back and serve it away. Hageman floats it right down the middle to Sterling. Mishu goes quick middle. Vanderbeek takes it off the double block. One arm up in the back row by Stutzman. Off the back, off the 10-foot line. It'll be taken over by Mayfield. And Kearney High puts it into their own net. 3-1 Northwest. Grenell and Northwest after tonight will be taking on North Platte 1 week from, or excuse me, Kearney 1 week from tonight will get North Platte as the serve floats across for an ace. So Hageman with her second ace of the match, 4-1. And for Northwest, we plan on seeing them against Aurora, which is always a good matchup there in the Central Conference. And that is coming up 1 week from tonight. They do go to Waverly on Thursday. Serve across, tapped across, free ball here for Northwest. They go middle. Hovey will tip it over the single block of Vanderbeek, shoved back over by Wood. Chance here for Northwest, and they go with a two ball quick and put it in their own net. The setter, Simmons, tipped it. Then this time she tried to go quick and did not get it over the twine. So side out here for Kearney High. Addie Paulser to serve it. 4-2 your score. Northwest leads. They won the first set 25-19. Down the middle it comes to Stutzman. Outside, angle attack, down and good. Taryn Mayfield, boy, she was able to cut that baby from her right to left and make it 5-2 Northwest. When it comes to college volleyball, of course, the Huskers will be in Omaha this weekend playing Kansas State, Northern Iowa, and the Omaha Mavericks. UNK goes down to Texas for three this weekend. Hastings College is home tomorrow against the College of St. Mary. And the serve for Northwest is going to be well deep and out of bounds. Haven't had many service errors so far in the match. That is the third one for Kearney, or for Northwest. Kearney has yet to have one in this game, and then they answer right back and do it. The only one they had before that was on game point in the first set. 6-3 Northwest. And it'll be Simmons to serve it away here for Coach Diane Rose. So the new rotation settled in there about halfway through game one, and they look pretty comfortable. Kearney High to the outside, Sterling deep. And Bailey Sterling, I think, really misses not having Danny Challey in there. Vanderbeek's in there. It's a good 1-2 punch, but they're just missing that one more player. Hard to replace a 5'10", 6-foot Danny Challey. And the serve by Simmons to go up 7-3 right now is going to make it 8-3. Another ace. And timeout here by Kearney High. You can just sense that Coach Day knows that her team has started to leak a little air here, and so she is going to take timeout and talk with the Bearcats. Again, they went 2-1. Northwest beat Kearney on Saturday. Today, we have to play at least three. Northwest won the opener 25-19, and they've jumped out to an 8-3 lead here in Game 2 on Classic Hits.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing. Call today in Kearney at 308-236-6437 or Holdridge at 308-995-4481.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full-service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
Serve is across here by Northwest. Kearney goes middle. Mishu is going to just set it across and it's going to fall to the floor. And the Bearcats will pick up a point here out of the timeout. Now serving down 8-4. Northwest goes middle. The left hand, Whitney Jensen, picked up an overpass by Kearney. Free ball here for Northwest. Jensen in the middle, slaps it into the corner. Wood will pick it up. Back set right side. And the attack went into the net. An attack error for Ashton Malin. Point Northwest. And back to serve it away will be Taryn Mayfield. She has 5 kills. Kennedy Hovey has 5 kills. She also had 5 points from the service line, including a couple of aces in Game 1. Here to start Game 2, she'll send a laser across to Wood, who handles it. Outside, they'll go to Sterling. Off the double block, rolls into the back row. Picked up by Northwest, Kenzie Hageman. And she'll drop it down. What a great dig by Wood. Wood with an outstanding dig to push it across. Now Northwest goes right side, and they'll tip kill it anyway with Taylor Hageman. Taylor snuck back in there to pick up her first kill. Again, maybe the best player statistic-wise from the last year, but after that ACL injury, just getting her back into the rotation. And Taryn Mayfield will serve it across. Kearney goes quick and blocked up front. Ace blocked by Jensen on the attack of Loya Perez. And Northwest now up 11-4, and Coach Day is going to bring in Coates. Jordan Coates. Just try to shake things up a little bit as Mayfield tries to extend an early 7-point lead here for Northwest. A little more of a jump serve and floats it into the corner. That was a different looking serve. She didn't throw it high. She didn't put a lot of power on it. She put a lot of spin on it. And she'll pick up another ace. Her third of the night. 12-4 Northwest. They won the opening set 25-19. Set two, we got started real late. Served down the middle, handled there by Paulser. Now Kearney scraps just to get it over. Free ball, Jensen middle, over the single block, down and good. A lot of things not looking like they should on the Kearney High side of the net. So here comes Sophie Steffen trying to give him a little more height up front. And Loya Perez will come out really the same height, but just, again, try and find the right combination. Mayfield continues her serving strong. Pass to the outside, goes into the net. Sterling never had a chance. Kearney is totally out of sync. And Coach Day has to use her final timeout. This set may already be too late to be saved, but Kearney's got to find a way to get back their mojo. This is probably as shaky a set as Kearney has had so far in this young season. 14-4, Northwest. Game 2, they won the opener. We'll be right back.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth. We're here at Kearney High bringing you the play-by-play. Kearney Towing on the road, bringing your vehicle home if you need it. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. Well, right now, Grand Island Northwest has scored six in a row. And on the serve is Taryn Mayfield, 14-4. And the floating serve just kind of crossed Sterling Digit. They set it back out to Bailey. Her attack is deep. Point, Grand Island Northwest. Mayfield serving strong. It all starts with serve, receive, and that's not going so well for Kearney. If you can't pass, you can't set, you can't attack. Mayfield, again, it ties up the back row for the Bearcats. Sterling from 12 feet away gets a good swing on it. Dugout Mayfield outside the attack. Kenzie Hageman dugout off the roof, but Kearney gets a clean play. Stefan to Sterling. She'll roll it over. Dig made by Simmons. Northwest goes Jensen in the middle off the single block. Woods able to keep it alive. Kearney set it over. Free ball, though. Simmons sets. Jensen middle. Jensen off the back row. Gets the kill. Fourth kill for Whitney Jensen. And the train just keeps rolling along here for the Northwest Vikings. Seven straight from the service line here for Taryn Mayfield. And she'll bring it to an end here with a service error. So side out Kearney High. And Addie Wood will serve it away. Well, they're going to check the rotation first. And it is Bailey Sterling. Sometimes when you're on defense so long, you do lose track of who's supposed to go back and serve. And a little chump serve across Sterling. How about an ace? That'll be the second ace of the night for Bailey Sterling. 16-6. Maybe an opportunity here to get a few. See if Sterling, those aces, will close the gap in a hurry. Stutzman pass close to the net, handled by Simmons, but just tipped across by Jensen. Good save by Mishu, and somebody's in the net, and that is somebody from Northwest. Point Kearney High. 16-7, game two, Grand Island Northwest. They won the opener, 25-19. And the serve for Bailey Sterling into the net. Tried to put a little more on that. Top spinned it into the tape, and Stutzman will go back and serve it away for Grand Island Northwest. Don't forget that at the end of all of our sporting events, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, we have all the final stats, and then we'll talk with the coaches as well, but we're a ways away from that, only in set two. Serve across, outside, balls her big swing, Stutzman with the overdig, Kearney High back on offense, Stefan in the middle, Stutzman digs it again, but nobody gets it after that, and Sophie Stefan will get her first kill of the match. And now she'll rotate out, and Claire Vanderbeek will come in. Wood to serve it now for Kearney, 17-8 Northwest. They took it from a 5-3 lead to a 16-4 lead, the 11-1 run. Kearney trying to find a way to chip back. Serve across, Hobie will tip it over the double block. Good save there by the Bearcats. Set middle, and Vanderbeek will tip it into the far corner to Stutzman. Back row attack, Mayfield hammers it home. Taryn is not a tall player. They list her at 5'9". And usually you only see the tall kids try it from the back row. That's as good as it gets right there. Mayfield with her sixth kill. 18-8 Northwest. And it'll be Megan Barth serving it into the net. Side out Kearney High. And Coach Day is going to leave Jordan Coates in to serve it away. She looked over to the sideline and Coach said, no, go ahead and serve it. Get a little experience there from the service line for the junior. And she'll fly it across to Mayfield. Middle attack Hobie picked up by Coates. Wood will set. And Mishu wasn't ready to take a swing, so she'll tap it across. Northwest goes right side, and Simmons will finish. Sydney with her fourth kill, first of this set, 19-9, Northwest. And back to serve it away. Looks like it's going to be Whitney Brown rotating in. And Whitney will take a half step, fired across, picked up by Wood. Here's the quick set, Mishu, and finished by Vanderbeek. Kearney hasn't been able to go quick very often, which is pretty essential in Class A volleyball, but they were able to do it there, and it's 19-10. Paul's are to serve for Kearney. Into the corner, eats up the back row player. Stutzman has to run it down. A free ball across. Kearney hasn't had that very often. Mishu sets. Vanderbeek takes it down the middle. It's dug out by Brown. Stutzman will run it down, and it has to be passed across. Paulser over to Mishu. Here comes Sterling in the middle. She just halves it across, though, and Northwest will dig right side. Simmons, angle attack down and good. Boy, Kearney seemed to be on the better side of that for quite a while. And then when they just rolled it across, Northwest took no time to pick it up and pick up the point. Kennedy Hovey goes back to serve it away. Cruising here in game two, 20-10 Northwest. They won the opener 25-19. Looking to go up two games to none. Serve across. Mishu dumps it over and gets the kill. So Mishu picks up the setter kill for the second time this set. And Kearney doesn't have very many more than that in game two. Vanderbeek to serve. Again, Bailey Sterling, just two total kills in this match. As Jensen tips it over, Kearney does whatever they can to save it. They hit the tape to pass it over with Coates. Mayfield has it over to the right side. Simmons, and she'll terminate. Sydney Simmons, three kills in each set. 21-11 Northwest. Kearney has already used both their timeouts a long time ago, and Taylor Hageman will come back in. And to serve it away will be Simmons. Simmons had an ace the last time she was back there. Gets this one across to Paulser. Mishu picks it up. Sterling attack is deep. And I think you just see Bailey pressing a little bit here. She hasn't had very many clean looks. And then when she does, she's all adrenaline up. And she's hit a number of her attacks deep. Simmons, 3 points away from a 2-0 lead here for Northwest. And Sydney floats it across to Paulser. Here's the set to Sterling. And Bailey finishes this time. There was a good set. And Bailey didn't have to work very hard. Gets her first kill of this set and third of the match. And Alexis Mishu will serve it away. 22-12. Kearney just needs to get a little something going here to carry into game three. And a serve. Really just kind of flat-footed for Northwest. She put it right in the donut hole where it just floats over the front row and the back row wasn't quite sure that it was going to get to him. So an ace serve there for Alexis. That is her second of the night. Mishu looks for another one. This time it's handled by Brown. Set Simmons. Outside attack by Hageman. Easy kill for Taylor. Again, still not getting a whole lot of power on it because of the limited play with the ACL injury. And back to serve it away will be Taryn Mayfield. 23-13 Northwest. 2 points away from a 2-0 lead for the Vikings here at Kearney High. Taryn Mayfield went on that major run last time she was back there with seven straight to blow this set wide open. Kearney High passes it back over, and it's going to be rolled back by Kenzie Hageman. Paulser digs in the back row. Coates will roll it over the double block. Good one, but Mayfield's there to save it. Tip at the net. We've got both teams a little out of system here. Middle attack Stefan, and the set was short. And she was going high, and it's into the net. Came point, Grand Island Northwest. Mayfield now with 13 points in the first two sets from the service line. And Mayfield with game point number one, takes it at Wood, pops it in the air, sets it to Sterling, gets a good look from the left wing, and she'll get the kill. Keep it alive here for Kearney High. And now Kearney will serve until this one's over. Sterling will serve it away. Same spot we were at in game one on game point. Sterling put it in the net. Let's see if she can keep it in play here for a little while. And she does. Good line drive serve picked up by Mayfield. Set right side Simmons through the double block. And just that quick, it's down and good. Excuse me, that was Taylor Hageman off the assist from Simmons. And game number two is in the books. 25-14 Grand Island Northwest after they won the first set 25-19. We'll be back with some of the numbers right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Fall sports are here, and your streaming home for all Platte River radio games is PlatteRiverPreps.com. Games on Classic Hits 98.9, The Breeze 94.5, 1230 AM KHAS, and ESPN 1460 1550 are all available online thanks to Barney Insurance, along with a sports schedule for future broadcasts so you know we have your team covered. All this at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to Kearney High School, where the second set is in the book, and Northwest is up 2-0, 25-14 here in the second. Here's some of the unofficial numbers from the second set. For Kearney High, Sophie Steffen had one kill, Claire Vanderbeek a kill, Addie Palzer a kill, Alexis Mishu had an ace serve and two kills, Bailey Sterling two service points, one was an ace, and two kills. Just seven kills, no ace blocks, and two ace serves for Kearney. For Northwest, I had Sydney Simmons with three service points, one was an ace, three kills. Kenzie Hageman, two service points, one was an ace. Kennedy Hovey, two kills. Megan Bartz, a service point. Taryn Mayfield had eight service points, one was an ace, two kills. Taylor Hageman, three kills. Whitney Jensen, an ace block, and two kills. Almost identical numbers in game two for Grand Island Northwest. 12 kills, one ace block, and three more ace serves as the Vikings are up 25-19, 25-14. We'll head to the third set here at Kearney High right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
Did your crops lose their fertilizer to Mother Nature last spring? This year, you need to utilize Enzone as your nitrogen management aid. Enzone will enhance your fertilizer's efficiency so your crops will utilize the nitrogen that you give them. To get Enzone added to your fertilizer, talk to your local fertilizer or chemical retailer. If they don't have Enzone Synergizer NutriPack, encourage them to visit with Mid-Nebraska Chemicals at www.mncag.com or call 308-468-6206.
Doug Duda back with you here at Kearney High with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns. Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors and to Athletic Director Mitch Stein as we continue our volleyball coverage here in Central Nebraska. Kearney High will get the ball to start the third set, and Addie Wood will fire across the ace. Northwest thought it might be deep, and they let it go, and Kearney High able to pick up the first point here. And Wood, her first service point since the opening set. Goes back to try and get Kearney High off to a good start here, and we have got an out-of-rotation on Grand Island Northwest. That's the first time that has happened tonight, and it goes down as an ace serve here for Addie. 2-0 Bearcats. Again, Kearney has never led by more than two. The last time they led by two was 9-7 game one. Wood would like to get them out 3-0 here. Serves it across into the corner to Kenzie Hageman from the 10-foot line. It'll be driven across by Northwest and returned out of bounds by Palzer. Kearney really turned it around quickly there as I was checking out. Sometimes the old ponytail gets in front of the number here for the girls. And just that quick, Kearney turned it around right back at him. 2-1, Northwest will serve it across to Sterling. Set middle, here's the attack, Vanderbeek, and we have got a net violation on Northwest. So Kearney High is up 3-1. And back to serve it away will be Jordan Coates. So Coates going to stay in here for Ashton Malin, kind of replaced her halfway through game two. As the serve is across, good high set by Megan Bartz, blocked up front by Vanderbeek, blocked again by Vanderbeek. Northwest keeps it alive. They go to Hovey, and she's deep. Point Kearney High. Kearney 4, Northwest 1. So a good start here to the third set, even though Northwest has committed a couple of errors here. Some communication now on the floor on the Northwest side as Coates goes right down the middle to Stutzman. Jaden gets it up front, set to the right side. Kenzie Hageman over past Kearney, and then a misplay by Northwest. I think Hovey thought she was just going to hand it right back at him and mistimed her jump. 5-1 Kearney High. And Coates across the Stutzman again. Set by Bartz. This time they go left wing, driven across by Simmons. Dig made by Sterling, dumped across by Mishu. Passed into the net, but Northwest gets it out of there and sets it over. Free ball here for Kearney. Mishu, slide, Vanderbeek over the double block and in. Number five for Claire Vanderbeek. And it is 6-1. And Coach Rose pops up off the bench and says, all right, that's enough of this. Timeout on the floor here, but Kearney High showing some life. Down 2-0, up 6-1, game 3 on Classic Hits.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? That question illustrates the point that the same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the bullet spray on bedliners from the Dent Popper protect your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer, reduces load slippage. And here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for a bullet spray on bedliner, guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our internet streaming brought to you by Barney Insurance. And back to serve it away is still Coates, 6-1 Kearney. Northwest gets it to Simmons. Simmons in the left-hand corner takes it down the line and gets the kill. Sydney with her seventh kill. She has 7 to lead the team. Taryn Mayfield, 6. Kennedy Hovey, 5. Whitney Jensen, 4. So a good balance here. That's what Coach Rose likes to see as Hageman serves it across. Trouble for Kearney. Coates goes into the crowd to save it. And Wood will pass it across. Free ball Northwest. Bartz sets outside between two players. And Kearney gets a break. Both Hovey and Mayfield were coming after it. It just fell in between them. Addie Paulser now to serve. 7-2 Kearney in the third, but they are down 2-0. Across to Stutzman. Quick middle. The attack, Hovey, dug out by Paulser. Mishu with a bump set up to Sterling. Sterling unloads. Best look of the night for Bailey Sterling. That is her fifth kill is all of the match. She and Vanderbeek each have 5. Kearney had 16 kills through the first two sets compared to Northwest 24. Paulser now to serve at 8-2. And it is just deep, out of bounds. Again, Kearney has been somewhat aggressive, but haven't had very many service errors. They get one there, and it is 8-3. Back to serve it away for Northwest is going to be Kennedy Hovey. Strong back line. Kearney just digs it out. They're going to have to set it across. Free ball here. Oh, it might work. Mishu with the great placement. Point Kearney. And again, there are a lot of quick points here in game number 3. Not a lot of big rallies. And Kearney High taking advantage here. 9-3 with Vanderbeek to serve. 25-19, 25-14. Northwest won the first two. Serve is down the middle to Hageman. Set to the outside. Big swing. Mayfield off the block. Dug out by Coates. Here's Sterling around the single block. Good dig by Mayfield. Quick set right side. Rolled over by Simmons. Kearney trying to pass it to Sterling, and they get it to Bailey. She'll take it across. Stutzman with a good dig. Here is the set by Mars. Tipped into the back corner. Mayfield got it to work. Good directional kill there for Taryn Mayfield. And it's 9-4. Side out here for Northwest. Sydney Simmons to serve it away. Simmons takes a little extra time. Now pops it right down the middle. Coates over to Wood. Up to Sterling. Sterling is blocked, and it is out of bounds. Point Sterling waiting for the call up there, and Point Bailey Sterling will get her 6th kill. So Kearney High gets off to a quick start, and they don't allow Northwest to get anything on their serve. Northwest was putting together a lot of runs in the first two sets. As the serve across from off the net, Mayfield took something off it. The changeup's in there. Mayfield with her 8th kill. And now she'll go back to serve it away. She is by far the leading server in the match with 13 points for Northwest. 3 of those are aces. And then you've got 6 up there for Kenzie Hageman. For Kearney, their leading servers are Mishu with 5 and 4 with Sterling. And now we got a stoppage of play here. See, I think if Alexis Mishu is okay, I don't know if she got bumped in the head or what. She's acting just fine and good enough that Coach Day will head back to the bench. 10-5 Kearney. And we're going to get a timeout right here. So Coach Day wants a little more time. Kearney High is down 2-0, but they're up 10-5 here in the third set over Northwest. The Vikings will serve when we return.
Aurora Cooperative is excited to announce their Summer of Ethanol Giveaway Contest. Fill up at your local A Stop with your locally grown, locally produced gasoline anytime this summer to become eligible. For every 15 gallons purchased, you will be entered into two drawings. The first is a monthly drawing where we will give away 10 $50 gift cards, and the second is for the grand prize drawing where one lucky winner will receive gas for a year. To learn more about how you can get into the Aurora Cooperative Summer of Ethanol Giveaway, please visit auroracoop.com. Aurora Cooperative, putting owners' equity to work for your corn and your ethanol.
In the fall, sports vary like autumn leaves. Football, volleyball, softball, cross country, boys tennis, girls golf, and TM Sporting Goods in downtown Kearney remains the go-to place for equipment and apparel. After all, the equipment combined with practice and effort equals championship play. Get the equipment, get the apparel, get the win. At TM Sporting Goods on the bricks in downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods is a division of Protein Design.
Don't forget, we've got plenty of high school football coming your way this week. Every Friday night, it is followed by the Ruts and Rivals Scoreboard Show. Merritt Lawson and crew bringing you all of the high school football scores from across the area, across the state, and recaps of all the games you heard here on Classic Hits, ESPN 1460 and 1550 and 1230 KHAS. As Taryn Mayfield will serve it across, Kearney goes to Stefan in the middle, and she's going to be just deep, trying to go to the right corner. Point for Northwest. I believe that's the first time Northwest has scored on their serve here in set number three. And Mayfield will try and get a good run going again for Northwest. Floats it across to Sterling. Mishu sets it back to Bailey. Big swing down and good. Sterling was calling for it right away, and there was no doubt where that volleyball was going. So Sterling, after having just four kills in the first two sets total, already has three here in the third, 11-6 Kearney. And Sterling will serve it up. Slaps it across to Stutzman, passes off the marks of Northwest from the back row. Mayfield took a swing, but it's deep. Point Kearney High, 12-6. And you have to wonder, is this Kearney or is this Northwest? Northwest is making a lot of errors, but Kearney is playing better as the serve is across. Good strong one. Middle attack. Jensen will finish. Whitney with her fifth kill. Side out. Grand Island Northwest. They fell behind quickly 6-1 and have not been able to get any closer than 4 points since that time. And Stutzman to serve it away. Jaden has not scored on her serve. Northwest has not scored in this rotation. And across it comes to Addie Wood. High set outside. Paulser hammers it home. Fourth kill for Addie. Side out, Kearney High. You're listening to High School Volleyball, Tri-Cities Top 10 style on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Addie Wood, who had back-to-back ace serves to start this game, is serving again, but that one just caught the top and decided it didn't want to go over. She kind of came down the right side. Had that been in the middle where there was a little more give, it would have rolled over, but just wouldn't go that time. Side out, Northwest. And it will be Megan Bartz, one of their two setters, to fire it across. That dart goes right at Sterling, back middle, set to the outside, and the attack driven across by Paulser. Northwest digs, quick on the right side by Simmons, picked up by Sterling. Outside, Paulser over the block. Stutzman with the dig, set again by Martz, tipped over by Hobie, stays in the Kearney front row. Bump set to Paulser again, and an overswing into the net. Point, Northwest. 13-9. Will Northwest be able to get a little something going here from the service line? They have not been able to get any kind of a run going, and Kearney High just keeps rotating, and they'll do that when you're in the lead. That's all fine. Good serve again. Back middle to Sterling. Quick middle. Here's Vanderbeek. It's partially tipped by Northwest. Stutzman with the dig. Right side attack by Simmons. Is off the back row and good. Eighth kill for Sydney Simmons. Four out of the last 5 points have gone to Northwest. And it is now 13-10, Kearney by three. Both teams have already used the timeout. Good topspin serve it. Palser. Pass to Mischue. Slide right side. Vanderbeek. Good dig in the back middle. Picked up by Stutzman. Back row attack. Hageman. And she's going to get the kill. Excuse me, Mayfield. I thought it was Hageman. It was Taryn Mayfield. Her ninth kill. She's done that twice now. Four in a row for Northwest. 13-11. So not only did Mayfield get the kill, she's back there serving. Is Megan Bartz. And she's going to get an ace. Bartz with an ace serve. And it is 13-12. Five in a row for Northwest. We're halfway home in the third set. And Bartz a little deeper. Might have been out, but Carney played it into the rafters. But they come out cleanly, and Palser will roll across. Now a little of that fire is out of Carney, and they get a block up front, but a good dig there by Bartz. Middle attack driven over by Hovey. Carney's able to dig it out. Back row Sterling on the attack. There's Stutzman to get a good pass to Bartz. She'll dump it over, and it's tied. Megan Bartz with her first kill of the night. And six in a row by Northwest has tied it at 13. And it's Megan Bartz getting the job done at the service line. Hit the tape and fell over for an ace. And then a little luck gets involved. Second ace for Megan. 14-13, Kearney High now trails for the first time in this set. Northwest won the first two, 19-14. Serve to Wood, good pass up front, and a quick kill by Claire Vanderbeek. Boy, the center Mischue just went down and set it straight up in the air, didn't even move, and Vanderbeek just kind of jumped over her and hammered it down. 14-all, and Coates to serve now for Kearney. Across to Hageman. Set to the outside, and Simmons goes short post. Picked up in the back row by Sterling. That's going to be bumped across by Wood. Free ball, Northwest. Bartz with the set. Big swing. Hovey block by Vanderbeek. Only two ace blocks all night for Kearney High, and they're both from Claire Vanderbeek. And the Bearcats will regain the lead. Jordan Coates, who had three in a row last time, looking for a little run here. Service safely across outside. Simmons will terminate. Sydney just simply got it over the block, and there wasn't enough in the back row to help out. 15-15, game three. And Kenzie Hageman will go back and serve it away. Safely in the middle to Sterling. Back set, slide, Vanderbeek off the block, gets the kill. Third kill of the set, seventh of the match for Claire. Kearney 16, Grand Island Northwest 15. And Palser to serve it away here. For Kearney High, trying to get us to a fourth set. Over to Stutzman, stays in the back row, so they'll get a Mayfield swing, and it doesn't go across. So a point for Kearney High, and they've scored four of the last five, 17-15. Palser spins and serves. Good one over to Mayfield. Here's the set. Overset to the right side, slapped over Simmons, not much on it. Vanderbeek around the single block. Good dig by Mayfield. Set it back to Taryn. She'll hammer it home. Taryn Mayfield with her match high 10th kill. And Northwest will serve it with Hovey down by one, 17-16. Northwest won the first two sets. Hovey across to Wood. Here's the set outside for Sterling from off the net. The dig is made by Hovey. Good pass to Martz. Right side attack off the block and good for Sydney Simmons. And now she has 10 kills. 17 all in the third set. That's the first time Northwest has scored on this rotation since early in the first set. Hovey goes for another one over to Coates. Here's the slide. Pretty wide and out of bounds. Boy, the set was just wide for Vanderbeek. And she didn't have any room to work, and Northwest has regained the lead at 18-17. So they came all the way back from seven down, took the lead, then Kearney took the lead right back. Hovey serve. They'll get it to Sterling over the double block. Hovey with the dig, stays in the back row with Hageman, and it'll be set across there into the corner by Megan Bartz. Kearney goes Vanderbeek quick over the single block and in. Northwest didn't get a block up in time. And Vanderbeek will get her eighth kill of the match, half of them here in this third set. And now she'll go back and serve it away. 18-all in the third. Northwest is up 2-0. Serve across, not handled well. It goes off the floor. Stutzman runs it down. Northwest gets it back, but it's a free ball here into the back row to Paulser. Mischu sets outside. Sterling blocked up front. Ace block, Jensen. Jensen and Simmons timed it perfectly. And Whitney Jensen has the only two ace blocks for Northwest. And it'll be Sydney Simmons to go back and serve it away. And now Taylor Hageman re-enters the front row for the Vikings. Will it be a sweep or will we go four? We'll find that out in the next few points as Simmons floats it across. Mischu sets it outside to Sterling. Off the tip, she'll get it down and good. Bailey Sterling with eight kills, also half of them here in set number three. So the attack percentage way better here in the third set for the Bearcats. Trying to avoid losses to Northwest two times in 4 days. Strong serve got across. Somehow Simmons saved it, but it was just a one-arm return by Sterling. Here's Jensen on the attack. Northwest point. It took a bad bounce that time for Kearney High on what would have been a free ball kill for Sterling. And it ends up being Whitney Jensen's sixth kill. And now Taryn Mayfield, the top server so far tonight for the Vikings, tries to pick up another point or two. Floats it down the middle to Paulser. Set outside. Where else? Sterling. Termination. Bailey gets way up in the air for that one. 20-20 in the third, but now Sterling rotates to the back row to serve. And Northwest has made hay while she's been back there. So Sterling needs a couple of very strong serves here for Kearney High, and it's wide. She tried to get a good strong serve, and it just cut too much on her. Point Northwest, 21-20, and Jaden Stutzman to serve it here, the senior libero. Northwest has taken a one-point lead a few times, but can they get it to two? Across it comes to Sterling. Mischu close to the net, set outside. Paulser overswung, and in the net is the call. It was so close to the net, Coach Day saying, was it really? And yes, it was, and now Kearney will call the timeout. So Jaden Stutzman picks up her first service point of the match, and it gives Northwest their first two-point lead of the third set. 25-19, 25-14, Northwest won the first two sets, and now they lead it 22-20 deep in the third here at Kearney High on Classic Hits.
Summer is here. You know that. It's hot out. Now, what are you going to do about it? There's no better way to cool off than on your very own boat from Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer in Kearney. No matter what you want to do, fish, ski, cruise, surf, wakeboard, Buzz's can match you up with the perfect boat. And with factory rebates along with easy financing, the perfect price. Already have a boat? Buzz's Pro Shop is bursting at the seams with fun new toys. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer, 5th and Central Kearney. Or check them out online at BuzzesMarine.com.
As we come back to Kearney High School, don't forget the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming your way whenever we're done. It could be in 3 points. Kearney's got to get it turned around. Stutzman serves it over to Wood. Pass up front, outside. Paulser blocked. Ace block up front. We're going to give that to Taylor Hageman. A lot of net, but a little finger on it. And now Coach Day will re-enter Loya Perez for Sophie Steffen. Just to slow things down, make Stutzman think about it again. Stutzman serve pretty deep, but it's playable. Paulser gets to Mischu. Back over to Paulser. Her attack is a great dig by Stutzman. Defense helping turn things around. Then Northwest has to bump it across on some miscommunication. Set in the middle, tipped over by Loya Perez. Northwest with a bump set outside for Kenzie Hageman. Dug out and then running into each other are the Bearcats. And a double hit going to be called. And that brings us to match point for Grand Island Northwest. Stutzman a chance to serve it out here. 24-20 Vikings looking to go to 10-1. And the serve over to Wood off her hands. It's going to be an ace, and that is the end of the match. 25-20. Kearney unable to finish here in the third set, the best that they had played. And Northwest was able to turn things around. They were down 17-15 and close on a 10-3 run to win it in straight sets, 25-19, 25-14, and 25-20. Kearney drops to 3-4 with their second loss here to Northwest, and the Vikings will improve to 10-1. We'll have a chance to talk to the coaches, Jessica Day of Kearney High and Diane Rose of Northwest. Run down the final stats. It's all coming your way on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Shelton.
Agriculture is a business where margins are everything, and profitability is determined by the weather, markets, regulations, politics, and everything in between. It's good to have a friend looking out for you. Buffalo County Farm Bureau has been that friend to farmers and ranchers, bringing them together to discuss challenges, identify solutions, and advocate on issues they've determined are critical to keeping current and future generations on the land. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau today and support Nebraska agriculture.
Trust an electrical contractor that's been in Kearney since 1947, Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating. With several certified electricians on staff, one of them can always make it to your call quickly. If you need some minor electrical assistance, don't be afraid to call. They'll be there to keep the lights on. Having a large resource of manpower, equipment, and experience means that no matter what you need, they can deliver. Call Anderson Brothers in Kearney at 308-236-6437 or Holdridge at 308-995-4481.
And welcome back to Kearney High School. Doug Duda with you after a straight set sweep tonight. Grand Island Northwest able to take advantage of everything that they needed to do and come back here in game three to improve to 10-1 on the season. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. And before we jump into the stats, we're joined by head coach Diane Rose. And coach, you talked about maybe tweaking the rotation a little bit. It was a slow start in the first set, but when we got to about 15-15, it seemed like things clicked. Kearney came out kind of strong there in the third, but you found a way to close things out. Did you like the new rotation tonight?
Yeah, we just we started thinking that our rotation 4, 5, and 6 was a little stronger, so we decided to mix it up a little bit and rotate around. It's not really any different for them, but it is different because the way we start. So, and the lineups are different. So I felt like that was a good move.
As far as playing Kearney High, now you've played them on this night every year, but the last couple of years you get into the tournament, so you get to see them ahead of time on Saturday. How much of a difference does that make getting to see them so quickly after you played them Saturday?
You know, it's hard. You can't really do too much to adjust to, other than some shots, and we worked on some defense and things like that, but they have a lot of firepower. They have some kids that can really hit the ball, and I thought they served well tonight. We had to play. We played well, but we had to because they played well tonight too.
You were able to kind of keep Bailey Sterling, the big hitter who's going to Northern Colorado, in check, and then obviously all you got to do is look at the numbers to see Kearney played so much better in the third set. Anything specifically that you were able to do to frustrate her a little bit, because it seemed like she had a lot of errors early because she wasn't getting the ball. Some of that was your strong serving, obviously.
Yeah, and I think one of our plans tonight was to hit at the setter and make her dig and make her have to run balls down and then at least make somebody else set. And then maybe that might throw their timing off a little bit, or she can't run the quicker stuff and maybe the ball just coming from the back row instead of on the net that she's used to maybe worked a little bit. I don't know. We don't know sometimes, but I felt like that was something that frustrated her a little bit.
Did you do anything better tonight than when you played on Saturday? And that doesn't even necessarily mean just the Kearney High match.
Yeah, we struggled a little bit on Saturday. No, check that. We struggled a lot on Saturday. And the girls were frustrated too. They did not play well. But we still managed to win three matches. So we just felt like we came out of that, learned some things about what it's like to have the flow, what it's not. And you have to prepare to play. The competition was tough. I just felt like we came and played well tonight. We came back right away, so I'm feeling a lot better.
Diane, for those that haven't seen your team early in the season, you had such a tremendous year last year going to the state finals and going 38-3 and playing so well. How much of this core group outside of Taylor, when you don't have Taylor Hogman back quite yet for you, how much is still some adjusting? Because some of these kids obviously were on the floor for you last year.
We had our libero was back, our second setter, right side, was back, and then Taryn, our big hitter on the outside, and she was back. But other than that, we had kids that just basically started JV and, you know, honestly could probably start for a lot of varsities anywhere. But we had a pretty solid group of seniors, and they were playing behind them. And to be honest, they just stepped in and just kept rolling. And They play with so much fire and passion. I love that. I love that. And they like the game, and they like playing together. They're out there with their friends. So I think that chemistry goes a long ways.
Well, I'm sure all the Northwest fans and probably your opponents, too, will want to know, where is Taylor on her comeback? How is she feeling health-wise? Is this going to be an all-season thing? Do you expect to get her in a couple of weeks? What's the doc telling you? What's the plan?
She's definitely not 100%, but she's coming. She's practicing and doing more and more. I am wanting to come along a little at a time. I know she wants to play a lot more and be outside and middle, but right now we just when you play games on Tuesday, Thursday, four games Saturday, and then you turn around and play Tuesday, Thursday, another four games Saturday, we really haven't had a chance to. I'm hoping in the next couple weeks we can do some different things or just figure out, I don't know, what we're going to do. So I'd like to see her healthy because she's such a good player, such a great kid, and I'd like to have her out on the floor. Maybe she was our outside and has been a starter for 2 years, so you just don't replace that type of kid.
Another minute here with Diane Rose. This is not one of your tallest teams. Do you have to coach it differently because of that?
Oh, I think we're trying to do a lot more serving, a lot more aggressive. I think that is a big deal because if we can get teams out of system, maybe they can't swing as hard. And we're trying to work really hard on defense because we know we're going to have to dig more balls because we maybe won't block as much. So it's a little bit different, but it's okay. And, you know, you give a little here and you might get something here. So I'll take the kids I have.
It's the same kind of question every year because we're always doing the Northwest Kearney among one of our volleyball games. But you've already played 11 matches. Now it's kind of quiet. You don't play a whole lot until you go out to Scott's Bluff at the end of the month. We'll see you again in a week when you play Aurora. Tell me a little bit about what you'll be doing with Waverly, Aurora, and trying to get things settled down here with your team.
Well, Waverly on Thursday here in a couple days is going to be tough because they went 5 with Gretna just last week, and we lost to Gretna. So we're expecting a really tough match, and we have to on the road. And after that, we'll probably catch our breath a little bit, and then we got Aurora next. We got homecoming and parent-teacher conferences and all of that to try to fit in.
We know how coaches love that.
Yeah, and it just I think it's an okay thing, and just kind of catch our breath and rest a little bit. And we have a lot of away games, so I like the group that I have, that they're a lot of fun to travel with, so that's a good thing. But bless their hearts, they're being really resilient and coming and ready to work every day, so I'm really proud of them.
Give me a little preview on Aurora, because you've already played them twice in the two tournaments, and they're struggling a little bit after losing some kids from last year.
Yeah, they had a tough weekend at Beatrice, and they're a lot better team than they showed there, and they played a lot better this last weekend, and so they're coming. They've got a great program. She's a good coach, and they've got some good kids, and they'll make some adjustments, and they'll be ready.
All right, Diane, we'll let you get down to the locker room. We'll see you next week. Congratulations.
Okay, thank you very much, Doug.
Diane Rose, always great to see the coach as they win it in straight sets today over Kearney High, 25-19, 14-20. We'll be back and take a look at the stats and run down Kearney head coach Jessica Day right after this.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full-service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
Doug Duda back with you here at Kearney High. Let's go ahead now and take a look at the final stats of our match. First off, we'll start with the third set for Kearney High. I had Addie Wood with the two ace serves to start the game. Claire Vanderbeek had an ace block and four kills. Addie Paulser, two service points and a kill. Jordan Coates played a good third set. Really, Kearney, everybody played better in the third set. She had four service points. Alexis Mishu had one kill. Bailey Sterling had a service point and five kills. Overall, Kearney had 11 kills, one ace serve, and two ace blocks in that third set. For Grand Island Northwest, Sydney Simmons had four kills. Then we'll slide down to Kennedy Hovey, who had two service points. Megan Bartz in that third set had six service points, two of them aces, and she had her lone kill of the match there. Taryn Mayfield had a service point and four kills. Taylor Hageman had an ace block. Whitney Jensen had an ace block and two kills, and Jane Stutzman had four service points. One of those was an ace. So in the third set for Northwest, 11 kills, two ace blocks, and three ace serves as Northwest won the set. by a score of 25-20. We'll take a look at the overall final stats right after this on the New West Postgame Show.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Again, we're here on the New West Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the overall final stats we had for tonight's volleyball game, and then it looks like we'll get a chance as Jessica Day making her way out of the locker room. For Cardi High, Sophie Steffen had one kill. Addie Wood had four service points. Two of those were aces. Claire Vanderbeek had two ace blocks and eight kills. Addie Palzer had three service points and four kills. Jordan Coates had four service points. Alexis Michu from the center position had four service points. Two of them were aces and three kills. Vanessa Loya Perez, two kills. And Bailey Sterling, five service points. Two of them were aces, and she led the team tonight with nine kills. But in the three sets, Kearney was held to 27 kills, two ace blocks, and six ace serves, as Kearney High now 3-4 on the season with their second loss early in the year to Grand Island Northwest. Kearney will be back in action 1 week from tonight here at home against North Platte. They go to Fremont on the 21st, and then they go to Papillion La Vista for the Monarch Invite next weekend on the 22nd and the 23rd. For Grand Island Northwest, Sydney Simmons had four service points. One was an ace, and she was tied for the team high with 10 kills. Kenzie Hageman had five service points. Two of them were aces. Kennedy Hovey had four service points, five kills. Megan Bartz had eight service points. Two of them were aces, one kill. Taryn Mayfield led the team in serving tonight with 15 points, and three of those were aces. Then we tell you that she also tied for the team high in kills with a total of 10. And then we go down to Taylor Hageman, and her limited play had an ace block and three kills. And Whitney Jensen, two ace blocks, six kills. Jaden Stutzman had four service points. One of those was an ace to close out the match here tonight. Overall, for the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest, it was almost the exact same stats in each match. 35 kills, three ace blocks, and 9 ace serves as Northwest sweeps at 25-19, 14-20 to improve to 10-1 on the season. As we said, Northwest will have to go to Waverly Thursday, and then they will take on Aurora for the third time this season 1 week from tonight over at Rosencrantz Gymnasium. Northwest winning it tonight in straight sets over Kearney High. And Bearcat head coach Jessica Day makes her way up here to join us. And Coach, a little bit different feeling. I know you're not a sugarcoater. So I'm guessing maybe this was, without having seen all seven matches, this might have been the roughest one for your kids so far early in the season.
This was the roughest one for us.
How much are you missing Danny Challey?
You know, with sports, you can't do that.
Yeah,
like,
I know, no excuses,
we have to be able to compete, you know, but that's a big piece of our puzzle that's missing. But with that aside, their game two was a complete and utter letdown. You know, this running, what, 12 in a row off on us? That cannot happen. And so I'm disappointed tonight in our effort and our competitiveness, especially in game two.
And you, I thought, were fairly pleased despite it being 1-3 on Saturday. All four matches went three sets, and you were really competitive.
Yep.
Is that, what do you attribute it to? Could you tell in the locker room? Could you tell at practice yesterday? Or was it just that kind of night?
No, we had a good practice yesterday, and we just came out, and again, we have to learn how to be consistent. We have to learn to stop, you know, those runs. We have to be mentally tough, and I didn't think we were that tonight. And there's nothing we can, I mean, they are physically capable of doing it. They're athletic. I am proud of them. I'm proud to be their coach, but until we establish that, you know, just that mentality of, no, like, this is it. Like, we are getting a side on this one. It's going to be a long couple of games against some of these top Class A programs.
And then you see, as disappointing as set two was, you come out on fire in set three, and it looks like we're headed to a fourth set. You really kind of pressured Northwest a little bit.
We did. I mean, that's how we're capable of playing. I mean, when we pass well and when we can get, like, Claire Vanderbeek the ball, good things happen. But, again, if I were to go and do our passing stats right now, I would say we were passing under 2.0, and that's not going to get it done.
Nyan said one of the strategies they had tonight was to try and hit it at Alexis Michou, your setter, and kind of try and throw some things off. How effective do you think that was, and how important that was in the way you guys passed the ball tonight?
Well, I certainly think with them hitting it to Alexis as often as they did, and not having Danny in there, not having that comfort zone of knowing how, you know, that Danny can take that second ball like she normally does, I think it threw us off a little bit. I mean, it's certainly new. I mean, we had both Ashton and Jordan out there tonight, and so it was just a different look over there.
Bright spots. I know right now it doesn't seem like there were many of them, but serving strong tonight?
We served better than we have. I would say that we didn't quit after game two, and we could have. We could have crumbled after getting our rear ends handed to us, and we didn't. We competed. So I guess I would say maybe that's one of the bright spots.
Well, and again, I suppose after a night like tonight, we're talking with Kearney coach Jessica Day. Your next big tournament is a week from this weekend, and you only have two matches now over the next 10, 12 days. So you'll get some practice
time.
Well, we
got Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday next week. So, yeah, so we do have this whole week of practice, and we have to just work on our mental toughness, and we're going to pass more balls than they ever thought possible here because, again, if we can't get our hitters the ball, then we're not going to win very many games. And so as a coach, I'm going to have to go back to the drawing board and find ways in which to make that more competitive. That way we put more pressure on them in practice so they can handle these types of matches here tonight.
And Jess, I guess it's easy. I can already, if I ask you the question, you're going to say we got to worry more about us than who we're playing right now. And that seems to be the case on a one-night base, if you wipe tonight out and take the last weekend, this isn't, I guess you want to make sure that this isn't something that continues.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we've had an okay start to the season. We've had a few little hiccups and bumps that were unforeseen. But again, we have to understand we need to stay the course. We need to continue to do the things we worked on all summer long, and trust in our abilities and have faith in our abilities and just go and produce now. And so they're going to be fine. We're fine. Now that we know better, we're going to go and do better, and we're just going to get out there and do our thing.
All right, Jess, great to see you again.
Thank you very
much.
Best
of luck next week.
Thank you.
That's Jessica Day, head volleyball coach of the Kearney Lady Bearcats, and that's going to wrap up our coverage here tonight. Things didn't go as well for the Bearcats. They went well for Northwest, and now they get a little time off. Not a whole lot of matches for these two until next weekend, a couple for each of them, and we will see them down the road as well. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. We'll see you Thursday night as state-rated Centura plays at Kearney Catholic. And for tonight, again, it was Kearney falling to Northwest 25-19, 14-20. For our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for listening. Have a great night, everyone.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.